And we're live. We're just two
quirky girls
living in a quirky world.
Okay. I hated that.
Okay, welcome to the second episode of Hello Molly. Today I'll be joined by a guest, none other than my sister. Oh. One of my sisters.
You didn't have to say it like that. Don't sound too excited. Hello, my name is Grace. So happy to be joining. Hello, Molly.
Hi. Hello. Welcome to this room.
Hello, Molly.
Hi.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay.
Just so much laughter and joy.
I have so much joy.
Ow.
Okay. So, I have a few topics written out.
Oh, awesome.
For us to discuss.
Okay.
So, one of the first ones is some weird family quirks.
Oh.
In our
so many.
Family.
Let me see what you've written down. Oh. Yeah. Let's start off with the weirdest one.
Okay.
And this happens multiple times a year.
Oh, no.
Any birthday.
Okay. No, any birthday in our family. Or a friend's birthday, too.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Any birthday that our family attends, or has, or celebrates.
Or hosts. Even if it's in a restaurant.
Even if it's in a restaurant. Which, the thought of that just makes me sweat, because it is so nerve-wracking. It's so embarrassing.
No, I'm sweating right now.
But our family sings, at the top of their lungs, horribly. Intentionally horribly.
Like, out of tune.
Out of tune.
Like,
just sounds like wailing dogs.
Dogs that, like,
wail.
Wail.
And when the dogs are a part of this, like, if they're in the room.
Oh, yeah.
They're howling. It's just this whole thing. And I remember there would be times when I would have a birthday party as a kid. And we would just, like, my mom would say, like, let's sing happy birthday now.
Oh, my word.
You know, let's cut the cake. And I would just die a little inside, because I knew what was coming.
No, for my most recent birthday party, and we're like, all right, joking around, you know, and then it was time to, time to eat cake.
Break bread, if you will.
And, mom was like, all right, Molly, come here, we have the birthday cake hat to slap on your head, because we have this little hat, and it's shaped like a birthday cake, but it's not flattering at all. And then, some of my friends that had been there the year before for my last party were like, oh, we know what happens. And the girls that weren't there for my last party, they were in for a shock, because everyone started screaming happy birthday. And it's very overwhelming when you're the one being sung to. Because you're, like, awkwardly smiling and like, oh, wow. Yeah.
It's really jarring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's another thing?
Oh.
Words for roadkill.
So, I hate this. We live in a wooded area.
A wooded area.
A wooded area. Foresty area. Where there's so much wildlife to be seen.
Little creatures.
Just critters. Little. Lots of things running into the road. And our family has come up with such creative little fun names. Fun names.
Fun for names.
Roadkill.
If you will.
If you will. Molly, what's the first one?
Okay, so if someone runs over a skunk, we'll be like, oh, splunkered. And if there's a possum.
Squawsome.
Squawsome. What's the squirrel?
My favorite squirrel is just squirrel, because squash and squirrel, so.
Oh.
My favorite is.
You were meant to be roadkill.
Armadillo is armadeddo. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, okay, when I first learned to drive, it was my first time on the road with Dad. We're driving in this wooded area, and about 10 minutes in, a squirrel ran into the road, and I hit it. Because I couldn't swerve. One lane, you know. I couldn't swerve. Oncoming traffic, you know. Could not swerve. I proceed to cry. Dad is laughing. And I'm traumatized, because oh my gosh, is this going to be what driving is like? Like, am I just going to be killing small innocent animals all the time? Yeah. And then we proceed to, this is a relevant part of the story, but we get on the interstate and Dad falls asleep. That's the end of my story. Okay.
Oh my word. No, I remember, this wasn't too long ago, I almost ran over a bird. And that, you might think that's pretty hard to do because they have wings, but they don't have brains.
No, they hit us.
And I, yeah, no, I know.
They don't hit birds. Birds hit us.
I was driving and I was like, okay, I'm going to take this right turn. And then a bird just runs into me. Mm-hmm. So really, it's really not our fault. Okay. Upcoming or new hobbies.
Oh, our newest hobby is so embarrassing.
But it's okay, this is a safe place. Yeah. It's really not.
Amazing. Okay. So our newest hobby is
Skyrim.
Ew, nerds.
I talked about this in my last episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I did. I listened to that. I heard it. I heard you talk about it. There's a wall.
Ow. There. No, but on Skyrim, we have two characters. One of them is really good, really experienced. Like, mine's on level 31. I have all the armor, and I can kill someone, like, within one
And you
level.
Had, like, gone through the whole quest. So
yeah,
you
all
were
the
kind
main
of
quests.
Like...
And so now I'm just exploring.
Yeah.
We decided to go back and make new characters that looked horrible. So, my new character is an orc, okay? And her name is... Blunderbrow Smooch Gobbler. And she's really ugly.
Aww.
But it's okay. Because, you know,
she's
really learning.
Grown on me.
Yeah, and she's actually, like, one of the strongest people I've ever met. And so don't judge her.
Brave. Brave. So let brave. It be known that ChatGPT did name these characters for us. Mine is a little lizard lady named Soggy
Sally
Scaly O'Malley.
An Argonian, if you will.
If you will. Little lizard. Little lizardy girl. So that's our new hobby. Anyways, moving on.
Okay.
Because that's enough about that embarrassing new hobby.
Oh, okay. What is an embarrassing story you have about me?
So many.
Okay.
Honestly, you don't have a ton of embarrassing stories because you're just really
cool. I'm just so cool. I'm such a cool person, if you know me.
No, I mean that. Like, I know I sound sarcastic at all times, but, like, you're actually cool. She doesn't know how to take compliments.
I also don't believe you.
Yeah. Anyways, I do have an embarrassing story about you.
Okay.
And
we're back.
Top of the-
She said, I can't even. So, yeah, embarrassing story.
Okay, but it was when you were kind of a little baby.
How babyish should they understand?
I think you were like two.
That I'm not a freak.
We were on our cruise, a family cruise. It was the whole family, grandparents, aunt, uncle, yeah.
I think I was three then.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You were the sweatiest baby. So we're on this cruise ship, and Molly and I are sharing a bed. And our siblings were in the other room. And just so happened to be a very stormy evening on this cruise ship. And I mean, when I'm telling, the boat was rocking. Like it was scary.
A cruise ship?
Yeah.
A cruise ship.
It was a cruise ship.
I don't remember this, so this is...
Yeah, it was actually so scary, mainly because I'm so afraid of being on a cruise ship and it capsizing. Like, that's one of my greatest fears.
Bringing it back to the Titanic, guys.
Yeah, horrifying. So that's basically what I thought was going to happen. Hmm. So, sweaty little Molly fell asleep immediately at bedtime. Fell asleep immediately.
Naturally.
I'm, like, getting ready for bed, brushing my teeth. I come and check on Molly. She has, like, gone from one side of the bed, and she's just, like, teetering precariously on the edge of the other side of the bed. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I, like, run over. I reposition her on the right side of the bed. I'm like, oh, my gosh, okay. Wow, these waves are really large. I don't want her to fall off the bed. So then I'm like... go back, and I'm finishing getting ready for bed, walk back out, same thing had happened, so I had to, like, put pillows all around the bed.
So you're a bad babysitter. No, I was two years old and you left the room.
I mean, while you said you were three, so I feel like you're old enough to kind of know.
Okay, but also, like, I'm still 3 years old. So imagine how I was back then.
Yeah, I just feel like today's 3 years old is, like,
actually
more like you're 12. You know? Yeah. It's anyways, true. So then to wrap up the story, I get in bed and we're going to sleep. And all night, you just rolled back and forth against me, you sweaty little blob.
Okay. And that's enough about that. So I have an embarrassing story about you, but I wasn't alive when this story took place. It's just a very well-known story in our family. And I thought I would share.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, for sure it counts.
No, this is your podcast.
Yeah, it totally counts.
Yeah.
I'll make it count. So, where was it? Hobby Lobby?
No. The hospital.
Oh. Okay. You were coming out of the hospital.
You're visiting someone.
You're visiting someone in the hospital, and you and Mom were walking out, and there was this red truck driving by.
No, parked.
Parked.
Oh, about to pull out of the parking
there
spot.
There was a red truck parked in the parking lot, like, right in front of the hospital entrance, and it was about to pull out. And obviously there was someone in it.
Yeah.
And, Grace's clothing item, her, her pants. The pants were hand-me-down pants, so they were big on her. They decide to fall down right in front of the person.
Yeah, they did decide to do that.
Sitting in the red truck, and she hasn't forgotten about that moment, because it's burned and engraved into her memory. And I remember Mom bringing it up, being like, oh, you wouldn't remember if something embarrassing happened to you when you were little.
Oh, and I remember.
Like, yes. Yes, I do.
It was a warm day. I remember the red truck. I remember the man laughing.
I would laugh.
He was laughing. Mom was laughing. Brother was laughing.
Man.
And I was crying.
That's horrible.
And then I get in the car and continued to cry.
And Mom was like, stop crying. It's okay. And you were like, yeah. Anyways.
Good story.
That was an amazing story. Makes me laugh. I hope it made you guys laugh too. Okay. Oh yeah. Some things that we do or did. One of the most famous, I think, Molly and Grace activities is laying on the pool.
I mean, yeah.
Laying on top of the pool.
Yep.
Yeah. Grace says Brett doesn't even get in the pool. Like, her floaty doesn't even, like...
Nope.
It doesn't even let her touch the water.
No, I'm, like, frying on
this. She's frying. And then she can, like, stick her pinky finger in the water and be like,
cools me down.
Yes, in the water, yes. And then you're just sizzling. And then I'm over here in my tiny little $1 raft sinking. while listening to, a podcast. Not this podcast, but whatever.
And every Harry Potter.
Oh, yes.
Book.
I remember.
Dramatized.
I remember listening to my first. I didn't actually read the first Harry Potter book when it was my first time reading it. I listened to it. And I remember sinking in my float, and Grace was asleep. And I think Voldemort had just died. And I look over and I'm like, Voldemort dies in the first book? And Grace is like, yeah. And I'm just left in suspense. But pool time is something that occurs every summer, probably every day of every summer.
It's a very nostalgic time.
Yeah, and it's like, it's routine. Like, there's not even a question about it. We'll just be like, usually around 10:30, 11, we'll be like, oh, the sun's out. And our pool is positioned in between several clumps of trees. So after like 1 o'clock, the pool's all shaded, so we have to get in there by 10:30, and we have a schedule. We have a flip time where we start off with on our backs, and then we'll flip, so we're evenly tanned.
Yep, evenly bronzed.
We are bronzed goddesses by the end of the summer.
Yep. One of my favorite things about the year.
Yeah, I look forward to that, and it's my longest break I have from school, and I think that is what makes me look forward to it the most.
Yeah.
I call it water therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we get out all of our problems.
Yeah.
Our stresses. We our cries.
Chuck them
just
in the water.
Kidding. We don't cry.
And even if we did, no one could tell.
Yeah.
It just adds to the water system.
Yes,
Dad
exactly.
should thank us.
It is salt water after all.
No. Ew. Our friends will come over and they'll be like, is this salt water? I'll be like, yeah, why? And they're like, it's just a little salty.
It's our tears.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Would you like to tell the people about a story, another story, a Grace-ism, when you tried out for ballet?
Oh.
And you were in ballet. I was story in ballet time. Too at a young age, but they didn't kick me out, so. Oh,
well, you just spoiled my story.
No, go ahead. Tell them how it happened.
So there I was. Young, full of hope, and a little ballerina. I was in ballet. I was enrolled in a tap dancing class, which I loved. The clickety-clack. Clickety-clack.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. Well, it didn't last very long. And that's part of my story, is I remember Dada taking me to ballet, and, you know, I was just having the time of my life. We get done. I'm changing out of my little leotard, and I'm getting into my clothes. I'm putting on my little jelly sandal shoes.
What?
Okay, well, anyways, moving on. So I remember my ballet teacher pulling my dad aside, and our dad, I guess, pulled my dad aside, and...
We're sisters.
What was it? What was that? So the ballet teacher pulls Dad aside and ever so quietly and sweetly says, "We think that Grace's talents lie elsewhere."
Mm-hmm. So they did.
Yeah, and Dad came in and he said, "Hey, honey, I think, you know, you're either going to have to stay in this class again or we put you in basketball." And then that's when my basketball career took off.
That I didn't know that's how he broke it to you.
I know.
That's so sweet.
He's so sweet.
I don't know what I would do if that was my child. I'd be like, "Hey, you know what? You're just a horrible dancer." And I think it's time that you recognize that.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess teach him young that life is full of disappointment.
Hashtag be real. I'm like, life is full of disappointment.
Well...
Gotta teach him young.
Yep.
And then you did basketball.
I did basketball.
I did basketball, but I didn't do it as long as you did.
I did it for several years, and then my brother did it for, like, he played all through high school.
And, like, Dad was our coach.
Yeah. Dad was my coach. Dad was Connor's coach. Dad was just everybody's coach. My life coach.
Gold star for most Christ-like.
It was a white star, Molly.
White star for most Christ-like.
I got a lot of whatever the star is for best defense. That was a little...
like puke green.
Yeah.
Red.
I was a defender.
Dark red. They're gonna be like, "You get the star for most..." Yep. "Violent defender."
Yes, I broke a girl's nose once.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Very on accident.
I broke a kid's finger once.
Ugh.
I know. It's bad.
I did feel so
guilty. I don't think it ended up being broken, though. I think it was just...
sprained.
It was sprained. It was distorted, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. One of my favorite throwback Molly and Grace memories is when... the song "Watch Me Whip" by...
It's impossible.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. By blank came out. I remember Grace would be like, "Oh, this is such a cool song." And she'd come up to me, and I'm like 4,
mm-hmm.
or like 5. She'd be like, "All right, Molly, you gotta do the hand motions." She'd be like, "Watch me whip." And I don't know. What did I do? I just, like...
You did the little moves, but you did them in, like, a little baby way, and it was so, like, cute.
Nene. So...
I launched your dancing career.
You did. That's why I'm... Yeah, but no, she taught me that song, and that song is still playing at, like, dances and stuff. So whenever it comes on, I get really excited, because I'll be like...
Aww.
Oh my goodness. And people be like, "This is such a, like, this song is so old. We hate this." I'm like, "You don't even understand. This song has a different meaning for me."
Yeah. Oh, that's precious. Yeah. Oh, you love me.
Moving on.
Okay.
Okay, so some inside jokes and kind of bad habits, I guess.
Okay.
That we have. Well, yeah. So some...
We're just putting it all out there.
We're just relieving the stress from our chest.
Okay. That, did you just come up with that on the fly, you brilliant
podcaster? No, it's on podcaster. A t-shirt. I saw it at Goodwill.
Oh, okay. Bad habits. We have really obnoxious laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're paired together, it's just, like, unbearable for everyone around us.
I feel like if a random person that didn't know us came by and we were just laughing, they'd be like, oh my goodness, are you okay? Do I need to call the ambulance? Like, are you guys...
You sound constipated. Yeah. Are you fine?
You guys sound like you're choking. Do you need...
Wheezing. Ew.
And then we'll just do this for like 45 minutes, just just bouncing up and down like little minions.
Oh man, we are ruthless to each other also, like ruthlessly sarcastic. Yeah. often. Yeah,
like either blue brutally honest.
Yeah.
I can't think of any examples.
No, I literally can't either, except for the time just now when I made fun of you for messing up the word brutally.
Say that 10 times fast.
Say fear of failure twice fast.
Twice? Just 2 times?
Just 2 times.
Fear failure.
You have to say it fast. Okay, other bad habits? I know we have to wrap it up, but, like...
I mean, I talked about this last time. I say like a lot.
Oh, I do that, too.
Be like y'all, but, like...
Yeah. I like... Oh. I like, well, totally, like... No, I text it a lot, too.
No, me too!
Which really bothers me. Because it's just a filler word.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always trying to... oh my gosh, I'm so conscious of the word like now. Anyways.
Okay.
Okay, Molly.
Yes.
Question.
Yeah.
What is your top bucket list item?
Very top?
Yeah, the tippity top?
I don't have a bucket list. I mean, I have like
I mean, everybody has like...
Like a subconscious bucket. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a subconscious bucket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally, girl. I get it.
I really want to go skydiving. I mean, I know that sounds so generic, and everyone's like, you know, it's my bucket list item to go skydiving, but I really want to.
I do, too.
We should do it together. But I don't think it's really at my top.
Okay.
We can edit out my thinking. Maybe not. I don't know. I always wanted to go to the Grammys.
Oh.
So maybe that's a top.
Cool.
The Grammys or the Oscars.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I don't even want to be, like, I want to be famous, but I don't want to be, like, on the Grammys. I just want to watch.
You just want to be there.
In person. Yeah.
Okay, and then what is your greatest lesson learned in life?
Like, I don't know if I'm going to give specific circumstances. Probably, I mean, there was this time where I was just kind of, like, blind to something that was going on. And I think, like, you were there to kind of help me and, like, and my parents, too. And they were like, girl, you need to see what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, it's fine.
Well, it's hard to see it, like... When you're in the moment.
Yeah.
When you're living through something like that.
Mm-hmm. And like, when you're living through a circumstance that other people know you should, like, probably get out of.
Yeah.
That's probably something.
I think that would probably be mine, actually, too.
Yeah.
Is I just stayed in a... I stayed in a relationship far longer than I should have.
Oh.
And it just ended up, like, hurting me. Mm-hmm. Mentally and... Emotionally. And there were a lot of people that were just kindly...
A lot of leaves.
Lovingly saying, hey...
Stop!
Yeah, maybe you should, like, take a step back and look at the bigger picture. And I was like, I think I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Yeah. So learning to listen to the people that are closest to you is difficult. We all say that we're going to do it, but when it comes down to it, it's hard to do.
Probably that one. And I'm really not self-confident. What's the opposite of that? Not scared, but like...
insecure?
No. Yeah. I mean...
Are you feeling insecure about your answer?
I mean, no, it's like kind of a mix of like insecurity and then always feeling like unsure about something. It can be the smallest things too. Like my friend will be like, hey, what ice cream flavor do you want? And I'll be like, this one. No, this one. This
like
one.
Second guessing yourself.
Like it's, yes. Yeah. I feel like I'm always second guessing myself. Yeah. And I can never just be like, this is what we're supposed to do.
Woke me up there. I do wonder if everyone was honest, if they would say the same thing, though. Because I feel like everyone kind of struggles with that to an extent.
You know?
Like, that, like, we're always just second-guessing ourselves. Even if we pretend to be so confident about something, there's always going to be something in the back of our heads that's like...
Or, like, if someone's
should
like...
Should you have chosen that flavor of ice cream?
Exactly.
Or would you enjoy a different flavor better, and now you're missing out?
Exactly. It's like, well, I can always come back.
Just kidding. Maybe we're the only ones.
Maybe we're insane. It's also like whenever someone compliments you, or they're like, oh my goodness, you're really good at this. And I'll be like, oh, thank you. I'll immediately think of something that I'm bad
deflect.
At. Exactly. I always deflect compliments, which, please don't stop giving me compliments. I love them, but if you do compliment me, it'll seem like I hate them. Because if you're like, oh my goodness, that outfit's so cute, I'll be like, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Okay, so we were talking about love languages last night.
Oh,
we were talking about the five love languages.
That's true.
Around the dinner table.
Yes.
Just some good old wholesome love languages talk.
It got heated.
It did get heated.
You don't even know why.
It was just... because everyone was trying to pick everyone else's love language.
Like, no, your language is for sure this one. And I'm like, no.
But there's the five types, which is words of affirmation, quality time, gift giving, acts of service, and physical touch.
Yes.
And what were yours?
Oh, okay. So, my top
receiving.
One, my top one was solitary confinement.
Oh yeah. And then your second was acts of violence.
Physical violence.
Yes.
My third one is deflecting compliments.
For sure.
Yeah. And then my last one is...
that was only four.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know.
Oh. Oh, it was only four. Oh, I get it. No, actually, my top is probably quality time. Mm-hmm. And then words of affirmation. And then acts of service. And then gift giving. And then physical touch, I think.
I feel like that checks out.
Yeah. And again, like, it'll change over the years. It might change over the years. I don't know. But what are your, what are they called?
Love languages. I think my top would be, quality time, and then words of affirmation, and then probably physical touch, acts of service, and then gift giving. I'm a terrible gift giver. And I also, like, the way that you deflect compliments, I also deflect compliments, but I also deflect with gift giving. Like, people will give me something, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful, and I feel so uncomfortable because I don't deserve this.
Yeah, no, I know. Whenever I try to give you some of my food so you'd actually eat for once... She's like, no, I can't. Please, you eat it. And we're like, okay.
I think those are mine. But they have changed over the years.
Yeah.
As I've grown, like, words of affirmation definitely wasn't in my top three. Because, again, I would deflect, like you were talking about. But I think when I've had relationships that I feel really safe in, like with my best friends, or like you and my family, like, they just mean so much more, and I can trust that they're coming from, like, a genuine place.
Yeah, and I feel like they don't have to be, like, words of affirmation can still be at your top, even though you deflect them, because you like receiving them.
Yeah.
But you can still deflect them, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, good talk.
Yeah, so I think with that...
and with that, our 2025 season
is over. Thank you for listening to Heather Molly.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Grace, for... talking on Hella Molly.
Give me words of affirmation.
Yeah, you are strong.
Thank you.
You are kind. Ooh. Your hair looks good today.
Thank you.
Your nose isn't as big as you think it is. Okay, thank you for listening to the second episode of Hella Molly.
Bye! Ew.